Three signatures and a full stitch, missing each. Errant needle, Jonathan, Loreen, machine. I'm going to read one last poem. It's in the form of a letter, and it was written as a New Year's poem, but it mentions my dog and Charles's dog, which went to they went to the backwoods of Maine, and as my friend Lisa, the poet, said, they learned how to bark, but they also learned some other things, which are mentioned in the poem. Dear friends, I am moved by you. Hello. A new year in the country, and how it finds you in Weld, flanking a fire, each with a window, each with a dog, or some strange form of asterisk, humping from any angle is hard. Return to sniff, scratch an ear, need less, travel more, stay put in the slow work of poems and books. Dear Brandon, is the horizon back? Dear Lisa, are the rose hips still on the sill? Thank you for watching the dogs. Surely they're driving you nuts, and themselves too. Any excuse for 11 walks a day, the pine woods, the chicken pile, syncopation, and porcupines. New snow, new lines, new muscles from going through. It's nice to have these back-in-time moments, you know? But we are blessed to have word processing, aren't we? Thanks.